The mayor of Springfield, Massachusetts, is proposing a budget that increases spending and banks on the city receiving more money from property taxes and a soon-to-open casino. The $656.2 million budget proposed by Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno will maintain core city services, pay for training academies for the police and fire departments, and fund a new 7-person unit in the Department of Public Works to do sidewalk repairs throughout the city.
The budget, believe it or not, is really going to be sold on, besides multi-million dollar projects, sidewalks.
The emphasis on sidewalks during Sarno's Tuesday press conference highlighting his budget recommendations is notable because city councilors frequently complain the administration is too focused on downtown Springfield and big economic development projects to the detriment of the city's residential neighborhoods.
But it's important to balance. You have to have a thriving downtown area, which helps with the psyche of the city and tax base, but you also have to be respectful to the neighborhoods, which I am, and quality of life issues are very, very important.
While the proposed budget for the fiscal year that starts July 1st increases spending by 4.4%, one of the largest jumps in several years, Sarno said it is fiscally sound and does not require dipping into the city's $44 million cash reserves to balance the budget.
This is the fourth consecutive year that we've balanced this budget without using any reserves. That is a tremendous feat that our administration has continued to do.
The mayor's budget would put $40 million into the city's pension fund in an effort to reduce a large unfunded liability.
We're being as aggressive as we can. The bond rating agencies appreciate that, but people have to realize, and the council has to realize too, the more aggressive you are with the pension payoff, that means you have to take it away from the bottom line of the budget, which means services would have to go or bodies would have to go.
To balance the budget, Springfield is counting on a big chunk of cash from MGM. The casino operator will pay $17 million to the city under the terms of a negotiated revenue agreement. The amount is prorated based on advance payments MGM made over the last 3 years while the casino was under construction, according to Springfield Chief Administration and Finance Officer T.J. Plant. He said the budget also relies on an $11.7 million increase in state aid payments to the city and a $7 million increase in local property tax collections.
The levy is going to be around just over $200 million that we've got to figure out between now and November when we set the tax rate, how that's going to be allocated.
The budget funds all current parks and recreation programs, library operations, elder services, public health, and animal control. There's funding for a police academy of 32 cadets and a police department that includes 510 officers. Springfield Fire Commissioner Bernard Calvi said he's pleased the mayor's budget pays to train 19 new firefighters.
With the people that we have in the academy now that are in the hiring process, and the additional 5 people will be able to maintain adequate staffing on all apparatus.
The Springfield City Council now has almost 2 months to review the proposed budget.
And I'm hopeful that we can get this budget passed early and continue the rebirth of our city of Springfield.
Last year, the City Council approved Sarno's $629 million budget without making any cuts. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.